Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about highway construction with excavators. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to podcast. Construction industry requires different types of heavy equipment for various types of work. They can't limit their use to just one kind of machine for all the work. They have to bring in different heavy equipment that are capable of doing certain specialized work. For instance, you can't make use of a loader for grading purposes. You have to use a grader for that work,
of course.
Substantially, you can't use any heavy equipment other than a water truck to spray on the job site to contain the dust on the site. But in the same way, when you are constructing a highway, there are few heavy equipment that you need the most and without which you can't get the act right. You know, you got to have the right equipment to do the right job, people. You need a roller to crush the items and make the road smooth and plain. Simply, you also need an excavator at the beginning of the highway construction, and perhaps it is all starts with an excavator, which comes in handy for a lot, many activities. A crawler excavator is perhaps the best heavy equipment that a contractor who engages in highway construction can have. A crawler excavator is quite similar to any other excavator, which is substantially used for excavating earth, rock, and then loading them into dump trucks. It basically has a boom, which is attached to the front of the machine, and at the end of the boom, you will have a bucket with or without claws, which is substantially used to pull out the mud. The cabin is in which the operator sits and operates the machine is just right above the undercarriage and is set on a rotating platform. The undercarriage of the machine has wheels or tracks. Majority of the time it has tracks, which helps the machine to move without losing grip. The attachment in the crawler excavator can be changed as per required of the business. Like you can put a bucket on there. You can put a hammer on there. You can put a grappler on there. You can do a little bit of everything. You can put a crusher on there. This means that you now select from a range of options, attachments that you feel will get the work completed in lesser time. The operator working on the excavator should be highly skilled and experienced as you can't have someone who has little or no experience on a highway job. You know, you really need experienced people, experienced operators to do that job. Operators who have worked at least 5 years in construction small roads can be signed up for a highway construction. Again, that's my opinion. You can have some young guys learn how to do it, but you need to have, good qualified operators doing that work. They should be under the supervision of senior operators who have loads of experience in constructing highways. Constructing highways is a tough job, and it takes years of operators to clear the ground from the next level. A contractor who has taken up the job of excavating should have more than 3 excavators working at a time on the site. They should set up a point till where the excavation work will be carried out, and also deadlines should be given to the operators to make sure that the work is done with a given time frame. Excavating work should be done in a phased manner and not dig up the entire place at one go. Once the excavating work is done, it should be paved for other machines to complete their part of the job. Again, you know, do what's right and get it done. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.